innocence.
So some of this has to do with, well, trade-offs. Rather than work a summer job, get a community service job that doesn't pay money, but hopefully will pay dividends when it comes to attempts to get into college. And hopefully that will pay off, because even there, we have major challenges. The cost of attending college is steadily rising significantly. And while the cost of attending college is rising, we have some of our elected officials, many of them, who are working to make it more difficult to obtain funding to pay for the college. So you have greater and greater challenges in finding aid to pay for college, which means that along with the college costs increase, you're going to have more college debt, more and more people having greater and greater amounts of college debt to pay off once they do obtain the college education and get the degree, or degrees, plural. More and more people. And as you know, the wages are kept suppressed by the decision makers regarding how much people will be paid. It becomes more and more difficult to pay off the college debt, because it's going higher and higher and higher. The cost of college is getting higher and higher and higher. And incomes are not being allowed to, you know, they're not keeping up with the cost of mortgage, the cost of automobiles, the cost of food. All that's going up, but not salaries and wages. Now, some people are well paid. Don't get me wrong. I know that some people are well paid. But the majority of Americans who are on the low side of the income gap are really feeling it, really hurting. And so as you have some of our teams deciding to do a trade-off, foregoing summer jobs that would pay money in order to do community service work, in order to bolster their college applications, hopefully that trade-off will pay off in the end. In the meantime, the industries where teams worked last summer turn out to be these. They're more likely to be bussing tables or tending a grill than staffing a mall, boutique, or souvenir stand. Nearly 2.1 million of the estimated 6.2 million teens who were employed last July worked in accommodation and food services, restaurants, hotels, and other similar places, compared with 1.9 million in July 2000, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics data. In fact, accommodation and food services was the only major industry that had more teen workers last July than in July 2000, a span in which the total number of employed 16 to 19-year-olds fell by 2.3 million, or 27.4%. Overall, accommodation and food services added more than 2.3 million workers between July 2000 and July 2017, for 19.6 growth rate. A rising share of teen summer jobs are in accommodation and food services. Retail, on the other hand, has seen a steep fall off in teen summer workers. Last July, just over 1.3 million teens worked in the retail sector, compared with 2 million in July 2000, a 35.3% drop. Retail accounted for 21.4% of teen summer jobs in July 2017, down from 24% in July 2000. I tell you, I had been noticing over the last few years that I had been seeing fewer teens in retail operations. Whether I was going into a mall or some other store that is not under one roof of a mall. Shopping strips. And, yeah, you know, I was just a little curious about it, but I didn't really give a lot of thought to it. I just noticed, just kind of noticed in passing, that I wasn't seeing as many teens in retail operations as I had seen in years past. And now we're finding out why. Up modestly, at least in percentage terms, was the arts, entertainment, and recreation sector, which includes employers such as sports teams, museums and other tourist sites, county fairs, and performing arts groups. Last July, 8.7% of employed teens worked in that sector versus 7.5% in July 2000, though the actual number of teens working in this sector fell by 95,000 over that period. To some extent, that reflects broader growth in the sector, which grew by 19% over that same period. The construction and manufacturing shares of teen summer employment both have fallen since 2000. Would that come as a surprise to you, that when it comes to the construction industry and the manufacturing industry, that teen summer employment has gone down? In construction, it has fallen 4.3%. In manufacturing, it has fallen 3.8%. I remember when I was talking with someone from Goldmech and someone from R.W. Allen, they were talking about some of the opportunities that are there for teens, young adults, in those industries, construction and manufacturing, construction in particular. And part of the issue they were saying is that a lot of teens just are not aware of the opportunities. So I want to just remind you again, be thinking about that, teens. A combined 498,000 teens worked in manufacturing or construction last July, which was less than half as many as in July 2000. By comparison, while overall construction employment last July was about where it was in July 2000, total manufacturing payrolls down about 28%. So how do things look for teen employment heading into this summer? We're about halfway. I guess you could say we're about halfway through. As of May, 29.7% of 16 to 19-year-olds were employed, and that's before adjusting for seasonal variation, suggesting that the modest upward trend that began in 2012 still holds. An estimated 737,000 were unemployed, meaning they were available and actively searching for work, but had not yet found any. And again, that's as of May. The unemployment rate among 16 to 19-year-olds was 12.9%, which was not much different from the 12.6% rate recorded in May 2000. But even though there are more working-age teens today than in 2000, far fewer of them are in the labor force. 5.7 million as of recently, I think April, down from 8.1 million in May 2000. With Republicans also pushing for less job training money. Remember, I shared that with you some time ago, that they want to have less money set aside for job training and less funding for education. Where will our teens land in years to come?